Canto 5, Chapter 13. Further talks between Maharaj Rahugana and Jada Bharata. The Brahmin said, "With a karmic, profit-minded vision, being divided, acting alternately in passion, goodness and ignorance, the conditioned soul, having trodden the difficult path of a material life, wanders around in the forest of illusion, which he entered with the purpose of gaining a higher position and wealth, and cannot find lasting happiness that way. He who, following the wrong lead, chases dreams, O God of man, is in that place plundered by the six brigands of the senses and the mind. Entering his heart just like foxes, they seize the maddened social climber the way tigers seize lambs. In the bowers full of creepers, grasses and thickets, where he sometimes in a daydream imagines to have landed among the Gandharvas, and then again in no time gets possessed by an evil spirit, he is cruelly disturbed by biting mosquitoes, nasty consequences. On that worldly path, moving hither and thither, to call some place water and wealth his own, O king, he has lost his direction, and is sometimes blinded because of the smoky dust raised by a whirlwind. Disturbed by the noises of invisible crickets in his ear, upset in his mind and heart by the vibrations of owls, and suffering from hunger taking shelter of fruitless trees, he at times runs after the waters of a mirage. One time going for rivers that ran dry, learning nothing, and asking food or financial support from others who themselves ran out of stock, he some other time despairs about the forest fire of his material existence and the wealth that was seized by the rogues, other profit-minded people. Sometimes finding himself taxed by his ruling superiors, the demigods, he experiences grief in his heart and loses his mind, getting bewildered in his complaints. And then again he, for a moment, is filled with joy, having entered a heavenly kingdom on earth, as if he would have found true happiness. Sometimes, wandering around, his feet are hurt by thorns and small stones when he wants to climb the hills of social convention, which depresses him at every step. And sometimes he, as a family man, is dispirited with a hungry stomach, his ambitions, and gets angry with his own family members. At times, left to his own devices in the forest, the conditioned soul is swallowed by the python of indolence, and does not understand a thing. Attacked by poisonous snakes, and bitten, disadvantaged by egoists, he then sometimes fallen into an unseen well in adversity, then lies his head down, blinded in utter darkness. Then again, searching for some honey, for sense gratification, he is disappointed by the disquieted beehive in question, by institutes of social control, or else, at the very moment he with great difficulty tries to have his way, his object of desire next is harshly stolen away by a sexual rival. Sometimes, also not able to fight the cold, the heat, the wind, or the rains, he feels helpless and miserable, and then again, with others trying to do a little business, he lands, as is commonly known, in the mutual enmity of cheating for the profit. Now and then, in that forest, being destitute, he has to do without bedding, a place to sit, a house and family comforts, and then begs from others. Not getting what he needs, he desires the possessions of others and resorts to disgraceful actions. When he tries to progress materially by getting married, getting settled, a greatly troublesome life results in which enmity grows as a consequence of the financial entanglement with others. On the path of material existence, he is then completely ruined by misfortune and a lack of funds, financial crisis. Thus wandering about for their own interest, all living beings are put up with the duty to leave the ones who died behind and take along the ones they gave alive. O hero, even until now, no one here following this material path has ever reached the ultimate goal of devotional service and beatitude in yoga. They who cleverly managed to conquer the elephants, the greatest heroes of the directions, are in this world caught by the concept of mine, and ultimately all have to lay down their lives in battle with the enmity they created. They do not reach the reality of the staff of renunciation, the voluntary penance, sannyasa, that, free from enmity, does lead to the perfection. Clinging to the shelter of the arms of one's spouse, who is like a creeper, one sometimes sings a strange, adulterous song in one's desire to hear the song of another bird of shelter. And when one happens to be scared enough by the lord of the chakra, by the compelling order of time, one makes friends with the cranes, the herons, and the vultures, cheetahs and leeches. Cheated by them, one next contacts the swans, Brahmins, intellectuals, but dissatisfied with their practices, one approaches the monkeys, debauchees, preachers of sense gratification, in the association of whom one, most satisfied in one's sensuality, stares one another in the face, unaware of one's impending death. Enjoying in one's bourgeois tree, being attached to wife and children, and poor of heart, one cannot let go, being bound to the consequences of one's actions. Beset by fear for the elephant of death, clasping the creeper, one sometimes lands in a cave in the mountains where one gets trapped, an incurable disease. Somehow or other, escaping from this danger, O killer of the enemies, one again takes up the same life of that path of enjoyment which is followed by the soul conditioned under the influence of Maya, wherein one, until one's death, fails to understand a thing. O King Rahugana, you surely also walk this path through the forest of material existence, but once you have given up your political power and are acting friendly towards all living beings, you will feel no longer drawn towards the untrue and take up the, by means of service to the Lord, sharpened sword of knowledge to pass over to the supreme reality in the beyond. The king said, "Oh, a human birth is the best of all births. What use has it to be of a higher birth among the gods? There's nothing superior about it when one in a new life cannot enjoy abundantly the association with truly great souls like you, whose hearts are purified by the glory of Rishikesha, the Lord and Master of the senses. To be completely freed from all contamination by the dust of your lotus feet of love and devotion unto Adokshaja, the Lord in the beyond, is not that surprising at all. Being associated with you for just a moment, the root of ignorance of my false reasoning was completely vanquished. My obeisances unto all the great personalities, whether they appear as boys, as young men, or as elderly celibates. Let there, because of these self-realized souls of transcendence who walk this earth in different guises of forsaking, be happiness for all the dynasties." Sri Shuka said, "Because of the quality of his great kindness and supreme spiritual realization, O son of Uttara, that son of Brahmin wisdom, despite being insulted, this could be of instruction for the ruler of Sindhu about the reality of the soul. He whose lotus feet by Rahugana so full of pity were worshipped, and who had a heart in which, like in a full ocean, all the waves of sensory input of the senses were completely silenced, thereafter in freedom continued to roam this earth. O king, the king of Sauvira, who from being instructed by an elevated person had arrived at the full understanding of the reality of the Supreme Soul, thus managed to completely give up on the physical conception of the self that he in his ignorance had entertained and from then on faithfully followed the path of disciplic succession originating from the Lord. The king, Parikshit, said, "That what you, O greatest of devotion, described here in figures of speech so knowledgeable about the individual soul's path in material existence, is said in words comprehensible to those who developed their minds, not so much directly to common people of a lesser experience. Can you, for the sake of a full understanding of this subject matter, which is so hard to grasp, therefore please tell us in different words what it exactly means?"